Good morning.
Good morning.
Just getting our positions right. I have no idea what he just said, but
I translate it right.
It's indeed a joy for me to be here with you and to bring God's word to you this morning.
今天早上我能够在你们当中，我能够将神的话语带给你们，这是我的喜乐。
The last time I was here, it was for Pastor Sam's ordination.
那我上一次来到这里的时候是在Pastor Samuel的按摩典礼。
I noticed he expanded Sam to Samuel. Alright, I'll remember that.
我发现说他刚才翻译的时候把Sam翻成了Samuel。
And I had the privilege to speak with an English congregation that Sunday.
那一天，那个星期天，我有那样荣幸能够向英语堂能够证道。
And I spoke on Hosea.
那一天我所证道的章节是来自何西亚书。
And I think Pastor Samuel decided to give me the task of possibly one of the most challenging passages in Hosea to preach this morning.
那我想说今天早上，Samuel牧师，他把何西阿书里面算是最困难的一段章节交付了我来传讲神的话语。
The question of a loving God who punishes.
那这一段章节里面有这么样一个问题。 也就是说，会有一个神，他是如此的有爱，可是他却也有惩罚。
A punishment so severe that you will not recover.
而且这惩罚是何等的严重，以致说你似乎不能够恢复。
That's what you see in Hosea chapter 9.
在何西阿书第九章里面，我们就看见这样的一种情况。
Look at how the last verse of Hosea chapter 9 reads.
如果我们看何西阿书最后一节是这么写的。
My God will reject them because they have not listened to him. They shall be wanderers among the nations.
我的神必弃绝他们，因为他们不听从他，他们也必漂流在列国中。
So the question I want us to discuss this morning or think about in our minds as we look at scriptures is what should a God who loves his people dearly do when his people rebel against him?
那今天早上我想让大家能够思考的这样一个问题是一个爱着他子民的神，一个这么挚爱着他子民的神， 当他子民背叛他的时候，神到底要做什么呢？
What should a faithful God do to an unfaithful people?
一个信实的神要如何对待一个不忠诚的子民呢？
What should a loving God do to an unloving people?
一个慈爱的神要如何对待那没有爱的子民呢？
Now before we conclude that this is about someone else, let's remember that this is God's word through God's prophet to God's people.
那当我们在设想说，哦，这是讲到别人之前，让我们记得说，这是神的话语，是透过神的先知对于神的子民来说的。
So let's ask God to speak to us this morning.
让我们来求神对我们说话。
Father, we come to you in Jesus' name.
父啊，我们奉着主耶稣的名来到你面前。
And Lord, we ask that your word would speak to us.
主啊，我们求你的话语对我们说话。
O Spirit of God, we implore that you would open our hearts to your word.
神的灵啊，我们求你让我们的心能够是对神的话语敞开的。
That Lord, as you speak to us, that we would respond in humble obedience.
主啊，当你对我们说话的时候，求神你帮助我们能够以顺服作为一个回应。For
we ask and pray this in Jesus' name.
我们是以耶稣的名来祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
So what should God do a loving God, a faithful God do to an unloving, unfaithful people?
那神到底要怎么做呢？神这样一个有慈爱、有信实的神，到底要如何对一个不忠诚、没有爱的子民做些什么呢？
I understand that those who've been in the English congregation have been doing a sermon series through the book of Hosea.
我知道说英文堂在过去的十日之中已经走过了何西亚书的头几章。
And so if you look at that, it is God's invitation to a people who are rebelling against Him to come back into His love.
所以我们可以看见说，其实何西亚书算是一个神对于他子民的一种邀请，希望说他们能够再次的回到神的同在中。
I don't know if you've realized it, but the love of God is unlike any other love.
我不知道你是否有察觉到，可是神的爱和任何其他的爱是不一样。
Because God specializes in loving the unlovable.
因为神他专门能够去爱那不可爱的人。
And now that's a very unique thing and unique only to the God of the Bible.
这是一个非常独特的特质，也只有在圣经里面所讲的这位神拥有这样的爱。
I remember a few years ago, I was in Vietnam and I was there speaking to a scientist.
我记得几年前我在越南的时候，我和一位科学家有这样一个谈话。
She was a PhD scholar in prawn biology. I had done some studies in prawn biology, so we got talking.
那他们两位其实那时候都是在读博士学位。那所专攻的科系是虾子。
So there were two very, very interesting subjects for me, subjects that I deeply love, biology and theology.
那在我们的谈话之中，我发现说我们的谈话内容其实是有关于我两个非常心中非常喜欢的科目，一个是神学，另外一个是生物学。
Now Tian is a Buddhist, or was a Buddhist.
那这位朋友他名叫 Tian, 他当时是一个佛教徒。
So as a Buddhist and a biologist, the biology conversation went very well.
那对于一个佛教徒来说，当我们谈到关于生物学那方面的事情，这对话是非常顺畅的。
But when we got into talking about God, and especially when I said to her, Tian, I want you to know that God loves you.
可是当我们谈到神的时候，而且那时候我跟他说 ,Tian, 我要告诉你神爱你。
And I want you to know that he gave Jesus to die on the cross for your sake.
我要让你知道说他将主耶稣基督赐下为了你的缘故死在十字架上。
She said, stop, that's not fair, that's not fair.
他说我现在请你住嘴。因为这非常的不公平，非常的不公平。
She would not let me continue even saying what John 3:16 said.
她坚决不让我能够讲完那约翰福音三章十六节所讲的。
So I asked her, why are you saying this is not fair?
我就问她说，你为什么觉得这不公平呢？
Because I'm thinking this is the most incredible statement that can ever be made.
因为在我的脑海中，我想的是，这是史无前例讲的最美好的一句话。
But Tian is sitting there and saying to me, this is not fair.
可是我这 Tian 他就说这不公平，这不公平。
How can someone else pay for my problems?
他说为什么会有一个人要为了我的缘故付上代价？
I must do it.
我自己得来承担这样一个代价。
It is not fair for someone else to pay for my problems.
这对那个人来说是不公平的。
You see, this is not just unique to Tian.
这其实不是单单 Tian 的一个问题。
It is not just the Buddhists who believe that self-effort is the way to salvation.
这不单单只是佛教徒本身的思想，说我们需要靠着自己的努力来达成最后的救赎。
No matter what worldview you come from, no matter what you believe, outside of the gospel, there is no offer of love for the unlovely.
不管你有什么样的世界观，不管你有什么样的信仰， 在圣经之外，你不会找到一个爱是会去爱那不可爱的人。
It is a unique thing, a special thing. Only the God of the Bible loves the unlovable.
只有在福音之内，你才会看见说有这样一个独特的爱是去爱那不可爱的人。
Oh, the people of Israel knew that very well.
以色列人非常了解有这样一个爱。
When Moses wrote to them Deuteronomy 7, he asks that question.
当摩西写了《生命记》的时候，在第七章里面，摩西问了这样一个问题。
He says, "Why does the Lord set His affection on you?"
他说，神为什么会爱你呢？
Is it because you're a great people?
是因为你是那伟大的国民吗？
Oh, absolutely not.
哦，绝对不是。
The Lord sets His affection on you in spite of you being a very small and insignificant people.
摩西说，神会爱着你，不是因为你是大国，反而因为你是那微小、微不足道的国民。
He loves you, and He keeps His covenant.
他爱着你，他守着他的约。
But sometimes, you know,
可是有时候
God is eternally faithful, but we are horribly forgetful.
神他却是永恒性的忠实，可是我们常常是健忘的。
And here you have a people who have forgotten the faithfulness of a loving God.
这里我们看见以色列民已经忘了有这样一位忠诚的神。
And they've turned their backs on the love of a faithful God.
而他们也就背叛了这样一位信实的神。
What should a loving God do to an unloving people?
一个蛮有慈爱的神，他要如何来对待一个没有爱的子民呢？
And in Hosea chapters 8 through to 9, God paints this picture for us.
在何西阿书第八章到第九章之中，让我们看见神他有他的作为。
Actually, seven different imageries are painted over here, are pictured over here for us to understand what God does.
我们看见说神用七种不同的图像，让我们看见神他会有什么样的一种作为。
It begins with a picture of God's burning anger in Hosea chapter 8 verses 1 and following. God's burning anger, judgment coming as an eagle looming over the house of God.
我们在第八章的第一节看见说，神他的爱正如一种燃烧性的爱，正如一个鹰冲向神的殿。
See, God loves us and He longs for us to come to Him and to live in that love that He has for us.
神确实是爱着我们，他渴望着我们能够进入到他的同在中，他能够爱我们。
But if we choose to rebel against Him, God would let us.
可是如果我们决意要背叛他，他确实会任凭我们背叛他。
Our rebellion, our defiance will be the reason why we are destroyed.
我们的反抗，我们的背叛，也就是我们被销毁的原因。
John Calvin said the human heart is an idol manufacturing factory.
加尔文有这么说，有这么样一句话说到说，我们人心也就是出产偶像的那个工厂。
Blaise Pascal said that God created us in His image and we return the favor by making Him into ours.
Pascal, 这位神学家他说，神以他的形象来造我们，我们的回应是要以我们的形象来造他。
When we choose to turn our backs on God, God would let us and that will be to our destruction.
当我们执意要将我们的背转离神的时候，神确实是会任凭我们这么做。
The eagle picturing God's burning anger of judgment against His household.
在八章第一节里面，那如鹰的这样一种形象，让我们看见说，神他那如火燃烧的一个审判即将来临。
But the people don't get it. They just continue doing whatever they want to do.
可是神的子民毫无意识，他们继续的做他们所心所想做的。
And a second picture is painted.
然后有第二个图像。
Is an incredible picture, a picture of sowing nothing and reaping nothing.
这边可以看到说所做出的耕种是徒劳无功的。
A picture of a people who sow in the wind and weep the whirlwind.
你看见说神的子民所种的是风，所收的是暴风，这是第六。
I don't know if you realize this, but you don't have to do bad things for you to be destroyed.
我不知道你是否有意识到说，我们其实不需要去做恶事，其实也会蒙受毁坏。
And it's a very important lesson for the church to learn.
这是教会所需要学习的一个非常重要的功课。
Especially in the context and the culture that we live in today.
尤其是在我们今天所生活的这样一个环境之中。
We tend to think that it's my faith, it's my what I believe in my heart, my personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
我们常常想说，哦，这只是有关于我的信仰。我的信心，我与主耶稣基督的关系。
I want you to remember that personal does not mean private.
我要大家记得说，个人化不代表是私人化。
You and I have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, but that does not mean our faith is a private faith.
我们与主耶稣基督的关系确实是个人的，可是我们对他的信心不是私人的。
All it takes for a culture to be destroyed, a nation for it to be destroyed, is for God's people to do nothing.
当一个神的子民会被神所毁坏的时候，神的子民，其实我们可以看见说，只要神的子民无动于衷，什么事都不做的话，也会被神所毁坏。
Israel was to be the display of God's splendor.
以色列本是应该展现神那荣美的这样一个国民。
The church is the fullness of Christ.
而教会是基督那完全的彰显。
We are the visible manifestation of the invisible God.
我们是那看不见的神所看得见的这样一个形体。
What do the people do?
那人，我们神的子民该怎么做呢？
They sow into the wind.
我们看见古时的以色列人，他们在风中耕种。
It's a metaphor that captures emptiness.
这形象是要告诉我们说，它一切就是空。
You see, we don't have to do evil to destroy. When the church does nothing about the evil around them, they will be a part of the destruction that comes upon them.
我们看见说，只要教会无动于衷，只要教会什么事其实也都没有做的话，我们也是走在灭亡的道路上。
And it's only a matter of time before they go from doing nothing to enjoying the evil that's around them.
那我们看见说，神的子民从什么事情都没有做，慢慢的走向那荒谬的欢乐之中。
And so it's a slippery slope going from the call to engage with the world to going to the call to repent from being like the world.
我们看见说他们慢慢的在这斜坡下滑，本是应该要展现不一样的生活，反而现在是要因着他们与世界相同得悔改。
And that leads itself to paint for Hosea painting for us the third picture, a picture of bondage.
那我们看见有第三个形象，这也就是捆绑。
No one can keep from sinning on their own.
没有一个人能够只是靠着自己继续的去行罪恶。
But you see, the people don't turn back to God.
可是我们看见神的子民竟然没有回转归向神。
And sometimes we think that of ourselves.
那我们有时候是这么样的看着自己。
I was recently speaking at a business person's forum.
我最近是有在一个商人圈之中有一个谈话。
I was speaking about business God's way.
我在跟他们的演讲之中，我的课题是你如何是靠着神的方式来从商。
And after I finished speaking, the first person who asked the question stood up and he prefaced the question this way.
那在整个演讲完以后，我们的问答时间有一个人站起来，他以这么样一个开场白。
And he said this, you know, sometimes when it's business as usual,
他说你知道吗？如果有时候是 照常营业的话。
And I said, can you just stop there?
我说你可以暂时暂停吗？
I said, let me understand what you mean by business as usual.
我说我可以了解说你所谓的照常营业是什么意思吗？
Are you saying this is business as it is not supposed to be?
你是不是说这是虽然是营业，可是它其实是以不应该的方式来营业呢？
He said, yeah, yeah, that's what business as usual means.
他说对啦，就是那个照常营业，就是继续做那不应该做的那个商业方式。
What happens to us?
那我说，那我们怎么办呢？
Why is it that we've become so helpless in this fallen world?
说我们是到底是怎么了？我们竟然在这样一个堕落的世界如何如此的无助吗？
Hosea tells us that if we don't turn and stand where God calls us to stand, we will not only sow in the wind and reap the whirlwind, we will be powerless before our sin.
Hosea 书告诉我们说，如果我们不回转归向神的话，我们不单单是在风中耕种那 完全没有收获的事情，
we'll be in bondage to sin.
我们反而还会在最终受到捆绑。
And then that chapter ends with God painting a picture through Hosea that he will destroy his people by fire.
在第八章呢结尾告诉我们说，神将会以火来毁灭他的子民。
You see, God is eternally faithful.
我们知道说神他是那永恒的信实。
He is love.
他是爱。
In Jeremiah 31, he says to his people, I have loved you with an everlasting love.
在耶利米书第31章的时候，神对他子民说，我是以永恒的爱来爱着你。
But let us not confuse the love of God with God pandering to all that we want.
可是让我们不要混淆了所谓神的爱，把它误想成为神的爱就是那纵容的爱。
We live in a time and a culture where we understand love as pandering to our whims and fancies.
我们在这个时代，我们对爱的理解也就是那娇宠的爱，让我们能够任凭自己心意去做我们想要做的事情。
We live in a culture where to disagree with someone is to be intolerant towards them.
我们活在一个文化之中，当告诉我们说，如果我们和另外一个人有不同的想法的时候，我们其实是对他没有容忍的。
But God is pictured not only as a God who is love, He is also presented to us in the Scripture as a God who is holy.
可是圣经里面所呈现给我们，所让我们知道的神，不单单只是这样一位爱的神，他也是一位圣洁的神。
And so the first word in chapter 9 is, "Do not rejoice."
那在何西阿书第九章里面就有这样一个指示说，不要向外邦人欢喜快乐。
Don't rejoice.
不要欢乐，不要欢喜快乐。
You have a very good life going for you, but don't rejoice.
虽然说你现在看似有美好的生活，可是你不要欢喜快乐。
You see, you should understand that Hosea is preaching before they go into exile.
因为现在何西亚他所传讲这个神话语的时候，是在神子民还没有进入被掳时代的时候。
He is speaking to a people who are very comfortable.
他是告知一群生活非常舒适的人。
And that's sometimes a problem for us.
这确实对我们来说有时候是一个问题。
We believe and we think that to be blessed by God means our life is being approved by God.
我们想说，如果我们生活是安逸的，那我们也就是被神所祝福，那我们应该也是蒙神的喜悦。
Oh yes, the one who delights in the Lord will prosper.
确实，那喜乐神的人确实会在生活中能够昌盛。
But that prosperity is not defined by man, but it is defined by God.
可是我们也了解对昌盛 的定义是由神他自己本身来定义。
Hosea here is pleading with the people and saying to them, don't take God's warning lightly.
何西亚现在要求告他以色列人说，你们不要轻看神所给予的警告。
Because the wrath of God is as much an expression of the love of God as the mercy of God.
因为神他的 烈怒，他当他展现的时候，这烈怒既是神的怜悯，也是他的爱。
The wrath of God is as much an expression of the love of God as the mercy of God is.
神他的烈怒所展现的，同时展现了神他自己本身的慈爱，也展现了神他的怜悯。
And if you think that God and realize that God is holy and God is love, you will see why.
如果我们实际知道说神确实是神圣的，也知道神是爱，那我们就可以知道为什么神的烈怒可以是他的爱，也是他的怜悯。
In fact, wrath and mercy are two sides of the same coin.
我们看见烈怒以及怜悯其实是一个铜板的两面。
When God looks at the world, He sees a world that is separated from Him in sin.
当他看着世界的时候，他看着一个因着罪与他隔离的一个世界。
And he loves the world.
他爱着这世界。
He extends that love towards the world in mercy.
他将他的爱伸展向这样一个世界，是透过他的怜悯。
And when we repent and are reconciled with God, he embraces us. We become his people.
当我们悔改，当我们相信的，当我们回到他的当我们悔改的时候，神会拥抱着我们。
But when we reject,
可是当我们拒绝了神，
we rebel against that loving God.
当我们背叛了我们的神，
that love becomes wrath to us.
那爱也就对我们来说就成为了神的烈怒。
And in that wrath, we are separated from God.
而在这烈怒之中，我们是与神隔绝的。
The love of God,
神的爱，
brings to us both His wrath and His mercy.
同时间带来他的烈怒以及他的怜悯。
Because God is love, and God is holy.
因为神是爱。神是圣洁。
And so the first picture, or the fifth picture now, the first in chapter 9, is that God is telling His people He will cast them away from His presence.
那我们看到第五个形象，也就是神会弃绝他的子民。
It is a terrible thing that the people of God will now shrivel, they are going to wilt and they are going to die.
我们看见说神的子民即将越来越衰弱，他们迈向死亡。
And this is why I call the judgment of God the tethering love of God.
这也就是为什么我们可以我会说神他的审判也就是他那圈养的爱。
Because God's people are constantly rebelling against Him, but God is pulling at them.
因为神的子民不断的背叛他，可是神他继续的想要抓牢着他的子民。
Which is why where there is no cross, you cannot understand that deep love God has for us.
因此，如果没有十字架的话，我们没有办法看得清楚神他对我们的爱是何等的深厚。
Where else do you see that while we were still hostile towards God, God demonstrating love?
我们要在哪个地方能够看见说当我们还背叛神的时候，神已经展现了他的爱给我们。
The people are told not to rejoice and to turn from their wicked ways.
神的子民被告知说不要再欢喜快乐了，反而要
God tells them that you will continue doing all the rituals that you've been always doing, but it will mean nothing to me.
上帝会告诉神的子民说, 你确实一直不断地去进行那, 重复着那些礼仪, 可是这些对我来说毫无意义。
Because I don't delight in what you do, I delight in who you are.
因为我对你的喜悦不是在于单单你所谓你所做的事情, 乃是你是何等,
It doesn't matter what we bring to God, what matters is who is bringing that to God.
所关键性的不是说我们把什么东西带到神的面前, 乃是 到底带东西到神面前的那个人, 他是谁?
The Lord will exercise judgment.
上帝他会实行他的审判。
And that's what we see in verses 7 to 9, a picture of retribution, a picture that this is a just God.
那我们看见到第七到第九节, 这是何西阿书第九章第七到第九节所讲的, 也就是那公义的神。
You know, one of the things that I've become deeply burdened about concerning the church is we have lost who God is.
在我心中有这样一个很对教会有一个很重的负担, 也就是我发现教会越来越不知道神是谁。
We've lost a picture of who God is.
我们已经不知道神是谁。
We have become so used to listening to things that pleases us that we don't want to hear about who God is.
我们很惯性的想要听我们所喜欢听的东西, 我们已经不想要听到说神他真正是怎么样的一位神。
I want you to think about this carefully.
我要我们大家能够 很细心的去思考这样的一个事情。
Why does God reveal himself to people?
为什么神要向人彰显他自己呢?
And the heavens declare the glory of God.
让诸天来彰显神。
So if all we wanted to know is that this God is able to do things, just look at the heavens.
如果我们只是想说神到底能不能做一些事情, 我们只要看天, 我们就可以知道。
Why does God want to reveal himself to us?
可是为什么神要将他自己能够显明给我们呢?
God wants something from each one of us.
神要我们要, 从, 神对我们每个人有这样一个要求。
And I want you to listen to this carefully.
我想要我们大家能够仔细地听接下来的话。
God wants you.
神他要的是你。
He wants you.
他要的是你。
He wants you to be the kind of person He has created you to be.
他要你成为他所, 他创造你成为的那样一个人。
But we don't like that.
可是我们不喜欢那个人。
We want God to do for us what we want for our lives.
可是我们要神来为我们想自己达成的事情来帮我们做事。
You see, you will never get to what God wants for you till you give up on what you want for yourself.
直到我们放弃我们自己所喜悦给自己的事情, 我们没有办法成为神所要我们成为的那个人。
But we are unwilling.
我们不愿意。
So we lean forward, we like to listen about a God who will do things for us.
所以我们喜欢听 喜欢听到有关神的事情是神他愿意帮我们做事。
We like an almighty God.
我们喜欢一个全能的神。
As long as he's our almighty servant.
只要这全能的神其实是我们那全能的仆人。
And so when there is a talk about God's demands on our lives, we shut off.
那当我们听到神竟然对我们有要求的时候, 我们就开始, 失去注意力。
The history of God's people is given to us so that we might not be victims of what they fell prey to.
古时以色列人的历史, 我们现在能够看得见, 也就是对我们来说是杀鸡儆猴, 使得我们不要迈上他们的后尘。
God is a God who loves us.
我们的神是那爱着我们的神。
He stands up and the winds and the waves obey his commands.
他站起来, 他只发命令,
He says to them, be still and they are still.
他说,平静,
He doesn't even have to open his mouth and the demons tremble in his presence.
他根本不需要开口,
He opens his mouth and says, Lazarus came out and the dead are now walking.
他开口说, Lazarus出来吧, 我们就看见死人复活,
Why doesn't he command us to obey?
那为什么他不开口指命我们说,
Instead, why is it an invitation to obey?
不是一个指令,
Because the God we worship is a God who loves, and love does not coerce, it does not force, it does not manipulate.
因为我们所敬拜的神, 祂是爱, 而在爱中没有强迫。
He loves us enough to allow us the freedom to turn our backs on Him.
祂爱我们到这样一个地步, 竟然任凭我们将我们的背,
But He still tugs at us. He tethers at our hearts so that we would repent and turn.
可是他还继续的在这样一个拉扯战中继续的希望把我们 引向他这个方向。
Hosea says to us, The days of punishment have come.
何西亚告诉 以色列人说, 这审判的日子临到了。
The people have become extremely corrupt and he's still saying to them, repent. Like a string that pulls at a kite when it is soaring, so God's love pulls at us so we can remain free, we can soar.
就像那风筝高飞的时候，神一继续，那在被拉扯的那根线，神的爱同时间也就是这样拉扯着。Don't
cut yourself off from the way God wants you to live.
千万别风筝断线，千万别将自己和神所希望我们能够拥有的生命。
Don't turn your back on God's demands in your life.
别将你的背转离神在你生命中所拥有的那些要求，所给予的那些要求。
There's only one instance where God will not have demands in your life.
确实，在我们生命之中只有这样一个情况，神是对我们没有要求。
And that is if you do not belong to Him any longer.
那也就是如果你不再属于他。
For as long as you belong to Him, as long as you are His child, He will demand things of you and He will discipline you.
只要你是属于他的, 只要你是他的孩子, 他就会对你有要求, 他会纪律你。
But Israel doesn't listen.
可是以色列却不听。
And so the seventh picture that Hosea paints over here is a picture of being cast away.
那我们看见的第七个图像，也就是神被这以色列人被抛出去。
A picture of separation from God.
这是一个与神隔离的这样一个景象。
See, God delighted in Israel. That's Deuteronomy 32. He delighted in them.
在生命记第32章里面所记载的是神。
He delighted in them so much that the nations were to look to her and learn from her about him.
神何等的爱以色列人，以致说以色列人能够成为其他周围列邦所献上的这样一个，并且学习的一个对象。
But Israel flirted with his love. They took his grace for granted and his goodness. They abused.
可是以色列却滥用了神的爱，他们以对神的恩典觉得是理所当然的。
You see, God took a bunch of nomads and he made them into a nation. That is Israel's story.
我们看见以色列的故事是他们从少数的游牧民成为了一个国民，这是上帝所彰显的这样一个爱。
But in their pride and arrogance, now they were going to go from being a nation to nomads and strangers in exile once again.
可是我们看见，在以色列的自己的骄傲以及自大之中，他们将要成为一个大国，再次回转变成了游牧民。
I don't know if you are flirting with the grace of God today.
我不知道你是不是，哇塞！If
you're taking God's grace for granted,
你是不是对神的恩典视为理所当然？
Here's a way to know if you're taking God's grace for granted.
你要知道你是不是以对神的恩典是当作理所当然吗？接下来用这样一个问题你就知道。Is
there anything God has said to you to which you are saying later?
神所对你说的话，你有没有你的回应？是不是再等一下吧？
If there's anything that God has said to you to which you are saying later, that is taking His grace for granted. That is testing His patience.
当神对我们说话的时候，我们却说等一下吧。这已经是把神的恩惠当成理所当然了，已经是在测试神的忍耐。You
see, the winds and the waves didn't tell Jesus later.
因为风雨海没告诉风雨浪没告诉神耶稣说再等一下吧。Lazarus
didn't say come back tomorrow.
拉撒路没说你明天再来吧。Remember
the gift of grace is the gift given to the living.
我们要了解说神所赐恩惠这样一个礼物是赐予那活生生的人。So
that you may live.
以致说那活人能够活着。That's
what Paul says when he writes to Titus.
所以当保罗写给提多的时候。The
grace of God which appeared bringing salvation to all people teaches us to say no to ungodliness.
确实神的恩惠展现赐给他的人的使命的时候，是使得人能够被教导，能够对那不圣洁的事情能够说不。For
God is intimately involved in raising up for Himself a people eager to do good.
因为确实神要兴起那积极的想要做他事的人，他非常的参与在这样一个建造过程中。Don't
take God's grace for granted.
千万不能够以神的恩惠视神的恩惠为理所当然。Don't
walk away from the presence of God as Cain did when God pulled him back.
Okay. Cain的中文是什么？忘了。该隐，对，是，别像该隐一样远离了神。
You see, a people who were rescued. The story of the Bible is very simply going from barrenness to a blessing.
我们看见神的整个故事之中，人活在神的故事之中，是从那完全是空的进入一个丰盛的一个状态。
I mean, you look at all the characters in the Old Testament, Sarah all the way down, they were barren, but God made them a blessing.
我们看见，比如说像撒拉，她本是没有办法生育的，可是她竟成为一个儿子的妈妈。The
story of Israel is the perfect picture of going from being barren to becoming a blessing.
那我们看见以色列的故事，同样的也是成为那贫瘠的，变成是他人的祝福。But
look at what happens when you take God's grace for granted and you reject God.
可是当我们把神的恩典看为是理所当然的时候，当我们拒绝的神的时候，我们下场是怎么样的呢？
I don't know if there could be any sadder or worse in all of Scripture.
我不知道说在整个圣经之中是否有另外一经节是更加的可悲的。
Verse 11 of chapter 9.
在第十一节，第九章第十一节。
Ephraim's glory shall fly away like a bird, and then those three steps of unfortunate regression, no birth, because there will be no pregnancy, because there is no conception.
那我们看见第十一节里面，以法连人的荣耀必如鸟飞去。然后接下来，神的形容是一个阶段比另外一个阶段还来得糟糕。从不生产，为什么不生产？因为不怀胎。为什么不怀胎？因为不成孕。
None of us deserves to be the apple of God's eye.
我们确实没有一个人其实是配得成为神眼中的同人。
None of us deserve to be loved because we are unlovely people, but God loves the undeserving.
我们是不可爱的人，我们是不配得神所爱的，可是神是爱那不可爱的人的神。
But if we take God's love and grace for granted, we will go from being a blessed people to being a barren people.
可是如果我们把神的爱以及神的恩典看为理所当然的，我们将会成为一个蒙福的人，从蒙福变成匮乏。
Why?
为什么呢？
The answer is the verse I read to us at the very beginning.
最终的答案也就是在我们之前所念的第十七节。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
My God will reject them because they have not listened to Him. They shall be wanderers among the nation.
我的神必弃绝他们，因为他们不听从他，他们也必漂流在列国中。
What should you and I do today in the light of what we've just heard?
我们今天在听到这样一段话语之后，我们要有怎么样的一种回应呢？
What is God asking of us? Yeah, this is a great story. It's a story of Israel. It's a story of how they fell. But what about us?
我们到底是要怎么做呢？确实，这个是有关以色列一个伟大的故事。可是那我们呢？
I think the demands on our lives is the same as it was on the people of God back in the day.
神对我们生命的要求和他对当时以色列人生命的要求是一样的。
James would say this, James 1:22.Don't just be hearers of God's word, but doers of it.
雅各书里面，雅各也告知神的子民说，你不单单要听到，乃是要做那行道的。
You see, Jesus speaks about being a people who build well.
主耶稣基督所形容的讲述的子民，是那能够很好建造，知道如何很好建造的。
He talks about the wise who build on the rock and the foolish who build on sinking sand.
他说那有智慧的，他将会将他的房子建在坚石上。那不没有智慧，那愚昧的人将会建房子在沙土上。
See, both Matthew and Luke record that account for us. It's part of the Sermon on the Mount.
在马太福音以及路加福音这样那个登山宝训之中，都有这样的一个记载。
In Matthew it comes in chapter 7, and in Luke it comes in chapter 6.
马太福音是在第七章，路加福音是在第六章。
And in both accounts, Jesus, in Luke 6, Jesus says, Why do you call me Lord and not do the things I ask of you?
那在路加福音之中，所记载的是主耶稣基督去问他的门徒说，你为什么称我为主，可是却不去行我叫你去做的事情呢？
And then he tells them, Don't be foolish, be wise, build on the rock, listen to me, and obey.
然后他就告诉他的门徒说，不要去做那愚昧人，把你的房子建在沙土上。
In Matthew, it's a lot more harsh.
在马太福音里面是更加的严厉。
He says, Not everyone who comes to me and says, Lord, Lord,I did this, I did that, will I say, I know them. In fact, I will say to them, Depart from me, you workers of iniquity.
在马太福音里面记载的是，不是所有来到我面前说主啊主啊的人都是我所认识的，不是说啊、哦、我已经做了这件事那件事，主啊这主会告诉说远离我吧，你这行恶的人。
And then he tells them, Be wise, build on the rock.
然后主就告诉他的门徒说，你要做智慧人，将你的房子建在石头上。
See, to listen to Jesus and not obey is not only a foolish thing to do, it is a disastrous thing to do.
看，如果你是听了主耶稣基督的话，可是却不行他所说的，你不单单只是一个愚昧人， 你这不单只是一个愚昧的事情，这也是一个遭祸的事情。
We not only end up deceiving ourselves, we end up becoming a wicked people.
我们不单单只是所谓的自欺欺人，也成为了一个邪恶的人。
We will be a people who sow in the wind and weep and reap the whirlwind.
我们会是在风中耕耘，可是所收的却是暴风。
So I'm going to go back to that simple question I asked you earlier. Is there something that the Lord has prompted you and has been impressing upon you that you are saying later?
那我要回到我们刚才我问大家的这样一个相当简单的一个问题，也就是神是否在你心中有催促着你要做想了一些思考的一些事情，可是你却对神说再等一下吧。
Stop doing that.
停止这么做。
Is there something that God's impressing upon you as a church in which you're wondering maybe later?
神是不是已经在我们整个教会之中已经在催促我们要做些事情，可是我们却还是想说再等一下吧。
The grace of God which appeared to all people is teaching us.
神的那向众人所展现的这恩惠正在教导着我们。
Let us come to Jesus to learn from him.
让我们来到基督这里能够向他学习。
And so that we can be like him in this land today.
以致说我们能够更像基督，能够在这地更像基督。
God's love is tugging at your heart. Don't snap it.
确实神的爱现在在揪着我们的心，千万别让这线断。
Yield to the tethering love of God and it will be well with your soul.
让我们降服在于神这圈养的爱之中，我们的灵也能够得安宁。
Let's look to God and pray.
让我们向神来做个祈求。
Even before I close in prayer,
在我以祷告作为今天正道结束之前，
I just want to give you a moment or so for you to respond to God's tethering love.
我想给你有这样一段时间，你能够向神这圈养的爱能够有所回应。
If there's anything that God is prompting you to, I encourage you to respond and say yes.
如果神在你心中有任何样的一种所谓催逼，我希望说你会以是的主啊，我愿意作为一个回应。
And trust that He in His grace will help you.
并且能够相信信号说，神的恩典在神的恩典之中，我们能够得到帮助。
Father, we thank you for your love towards us.
父啊，我们感谢你，你对我们有爱。
A love that does not compromise.
这爱是不妥协的爱。
A love that never fails.
这爱是永不失败的爱。
Teach us to be a people who would respond to that love in love.
求神你就教导我们能够成为对这爱有所回应的子民。
May our love be demonstrated by our obedience to you.
但愿我们对你的爱能够是透过我们对神你的顺服而展现。
And may our obedience be dependent on the grace that you give to us.
让我们的顺服是依赖在神你所给予我们的恩典。
Restore us, Lord, to being that precious apple of your eye.
神啊，修复我们成为你那眼中的瞳仁。
and the display of your splendor in this land today.
也能够成为在这地展现神你那荣美的子民。
For we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告是奉着耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.